Patricia Caicedo was constantly concerned her four-year-old granddaughter was going to lose vision in her left eye if she didn't receive an urgent operation. With a fallen eyelid condition, Dominica was eligible to receive treatment at the USNS Comfort naval ship.
I feel happy thinking that I almost wasn't going to be able to bring her here for the operation, and I'm grateful the operation went well.
After hours of procedure, surgeons were able to fix the problem, allowing Dominica to see again. Dominica received the medical care her family wouldn't have been able to afford in Ecuador. The USNS Comfort Ship medical staff provides treatment for more than 700 patients on a daily basis, operating on people who suffer from cataracts, hernias, cysts, and kidney failure, and other types of ambulatory surgeries. It also sets up two posts on land that provides basic medical care for more than 300 patients a day.
Most patients, they're ambulatory patients. Most of them are fairly healthy in that they don't need a hospital today, but they have chronic issues. So some things like diabetes, hypertension, chronic joint pains, that sort of thing. So we're able to give them medications to help manage that.
Johanna Landazuri received a free hernia surgery as part of this program.
I was selected and they verified that I needed surgery. Because of my problem, they treated me, so I was selected with other people who also needed help.
The Humanitarian Aid Medical Mission welcomes around 900 staff members, and in every port they stop, volunteers from around the region also join to help.
Is that people are people, and when we come back from volunteering on services like this, it makes us better physicians when we practice in the United States. There really is no border when we provide health care. We're all part of the same planet.
The USNS Comfort will continue its mission through Latin America, visiting ports in Peru, Honduras, and Colombia, in which it also seeks to alleviate some of the pressure caused by the increased migration flow from Venezuelans leaving their country. For VOA News in Esmeraldas, Ecuador, Belén Mora.